Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Wednesday the 9th of July. The general synopsis at 1800, high west of Seoul 1026, expected Shannon 1024 by 1800 Wednesday. Low Iberia 1007, expected South Fitzroy 1013 by same time. New low expected Iberia 1011 by that time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, west or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. North Atsira, northwesterly, backing southwesterly for a time, 2 to 4, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. South Atsira, northwesterly, backing southwesterly for a time, 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromartie, 4th, west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Mainly fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, west or southwest becoming variable for a time 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. Fisher, German Bight, west or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good. Humber, Thames, variable, mainly west or northwest, becoming southwest later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Dover, White, west or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, northwest, 2 to 4, becoming variable, 3 or less. Fair, good. Biscay, east or northeast, 3 to 5. Fair, good. Trafalgar, northwesterly but cyclonic in north, 3 to 5, fair, good. South Fitzroy, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Fog patches in southeast, good, occasionally very poor in southeast. North Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, northwest becoming variable 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in Fastnet. Fair, good. Irish Sea, west or southwest 2 to 4, occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Shannon, west or northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in Malin and 6 later elsewhere. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle in south, good but moderate or poor in south. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west 4, recent drizzle, 1 mile, 1017, rising slowly. Stornoway, west southwest 4, more than 38 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Lerwick, south-southwest 5, recent drizzle, 3 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by south 1, recent rain, 8 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Aberdeen, north by west 2, 9 miles, 1015, rising more slowly. Lucas, west by south 4, 22 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Boomer, southwest by west 3, 9 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Bridlington, southwest 1, 1018, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 5, 5 miles, 1019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest 4, 11 miles, 1020. St. Catherine's Point, automatic, west by north 4, 1020, rising slowly. Jersey, northwest 2, 19 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Channel, light vessel automatic, southwest 3, 11 miles, 1022. Scilly automatic, west by north 2, mist 1 mile, 1022, rising slowly. Milford Haven, southwest by south 2, 24 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Aberporth, south 1, mist 19 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Valley, south by west 4, 8 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west northwest 3, 12 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Valencia, north northwest 2, 27 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west southwest 2, 9 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Malinhead, southwest by west 4, moderate drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Macrihanish automatic, west by south 3, slight rain, 3 miles, 1019, rising slowly. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday. The general situation, a moderate or strong southwesterly flow with drizzle at times and fog patches will affect the north and west of Scotland. However, a ridge of high pressure to the southwest will maintain mainly light winds and fair weather over the rest of the country. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Cape Wrath. Occasional drizzle and fog patches in north, good, occasionally very poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 later. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in east. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest for a time. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or northwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northwest 2 to 4. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southwest veering northwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 4 or less. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west or southwest 2 to 4, occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, west or southwest 2 to 4, occasional rain or drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, west or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional drizzle, fog patches in north, fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional drizzle, fog patches near the Mull of Kintyre, fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor near the Mull of Kintyre. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, west backing southwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6, later near Cape Wrath. Occasional drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shetland Isles, west or southwest 4 or 5, occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Don't forget those special programmes to mark a century of the shipping forecast on BBC Radio, including a wonderful edition of Soul Music celebrating Sailing By and its composer Ronald Binge. Search for the shipping forecast on BBC Sounds. Radio 4 joins the World Service in a moment. On 4 Extra, there's another episode of Dixon of Dock Green. Tonight, he races to save a baby's life when some pep pills go missing. No pep pills for me, thank you. I'm on my way home. This is Richard Evans wishing you a very peaceful night. North Star. Good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Sam Fenwick and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. We're looking at how President Trump's latest trade policies are driving up prices from metals to medicines, electricity to bikes. It's called the metal of electrification.
Copper is used in every kind of major industry. It's used in infrastructure. It's used in wiring across all of these industries. It's an essential metal for anything to do with the energy transition.
So why has the US president slapped a whacking great tariff on copper? And you might think of Texas as the oil state, but actually it's America's biggest producer of renewable energy.
The Trump administration and even some of the folks here in the state legislature in Texas, that seems like they're trying to make it as difficult as possible for wind and solar farms to be built.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC. But first, let's get the latest world news.
With the BBC World News, I'm Tom Dewsbury. Hello. President Trump and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have met for a second time to discuss efforts to reach a ceasefire deal in Gaza, a day after the two leaders had dinner at the White House. Our North America correspondent Peter Bowes reports.
This latest meeting between President Trump and the Israeli Prime Minister appears to be a last-minute addition to Benjamin Netanyahu's schedule during his visit to Washington. Earlier, at a cabinet meeting, Mr. Trump said the plan was to talk almost exclusively about Israel's war in Gaza, which he said they had to get sorted. Steve Witkoff, the US Special Envoy to the Middle East, who was also at the cabinet meeting, said it was hoped an agreement would be reached by the end of the week. He added that it would involve a 60-day ceasefire, with 10 hostages being released, along with the bodies of 9 others.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for 2 senior leaders of the Afghan Taliban, accusing them of crimes against humanity for persecuting women and girls. The judges said there were reasonable grounds to suspect the Taliban supreme leader, Hebatullah Akhundzadeh, and the Taliban chief justice of committing gender-based persecution. The BBC's Ambarasan Atarajan says the Taliban have dismissed the ICC warrants.
What they are saying is these announcements have no impact whatsoever on the firm resolve and Sharia-based position of the Islamic Emirate. And we do not recognize any institution under the name of an international court nor are we accountable to it or bound by its decision. So that's a very defiant message. So this is, I mean, when they are trying to get international recognition, that's what they have been demanding from the community. The money of the previous Afghan government in the Western countries should be returned and they should be given recognition.
King Charles has told a state banquet for the French president, Emmanuel Macron, that the relationship between the UK and France is essential for preserving